Kukesh, a Democratic former state lawmaker from Angoon, has been Sea Alaska board chairman for 14 years. He plans to remain on the board, but says he wants to cut back on work and commitments. Kukesh suffered a heart attack last March. In a message posted to Sea Alaska's website on Tuesday, he said he's back to 100%, but the incident put a scare in him and his family. "I want to be here to see my grandchildren grow up," Kukesh said in the statement. He said he was honored to have served longer than any other board chair in Sea Alaska history and wants to continue to use his relationships in the Native and non-Native communities for the benefit of Sea Alaska and its shareholders. Kukesh also decided not to run for re-election as co-chair of the Alaska Federation of Natives last year, another position he had held for 14 years. McNeil announced his planned retirement in October after 12 years at the helm. At the time, he said he hoped to have a successor named by March and that the actual transition would be made at the corporation's annual meeting in June. Sea Alaska is accepting applications for its next president and CEO through February 28th. The company's board of directors has hired San Francisco-based recruiting firm Egon Zender to help with the search. According to another statement on Sea Alaska's website, the successful candidate will be a company shareholder and reside in Juneau, where Sea Alaska is headquartered. McNeil lives in Washington State and works in corporate offices in Bellevue. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.